The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
As they left the hall, where they spent a couple of hours going over the contract, some members of Local 400 of the United Food and Commercial Workers made their feelings clear.
Lousy, sad story.
But it was approved by some 60 votes out of about 800, a majority of workers agreeing with union negotiator Rick Howell that, for the most part, it was a pretty good deal.
We got some protection for our post-65 retirees that they were wanting to get rid of. We did get some raises for our veteran employees that were a little better than the other offer, so we feel good about that at least.
Vicki Meadows from the Kroger in Harrisonburg was hoping for better raises and benefits.
I think the contract literally stunk. I think Kroger has sold us out, and I cannot believe that the people that came could even vote for that.
In a news release, Kroger said this was a good agreement for its associates, with good health care and pension fund support, along with higher pay. Not high enough, though, for people like Judy Tony, who works at a Roanoke store.
I became single like 4 years ago. My husband died. So it's hard on a single person trying to make it on one income.
Union leaders believe the vote to authorize a strike later this month helped get their members a stronger proposal from the country's biggest supermarket chain. It'll be 4 years before workers who don't like it can try to get a better one. I'm Joe Stanunis.